Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a topic today which is yet again related to AI, and I know I've talked about AI a fair bit, as have many. AI is with us and is here to stay, basically. But this is not the same topic as the previous one I addressed, this notion of an AI VTuber being the most popular, in air quotes, female VTuber on Twitch, or even the most popular female Twitch streamer, period. This is another thing that I picked up on in recent months that has been, how should I say, somewhat disturbing. And that is the emergence of what I've come to call YouTube's AI comfort bots. Now, I need to explain what this is. But before I do that, I'm sure you've noticed a lot of AI voices out there. In fact, oftentimes, I'm accused, yes, me, Stardust, the Thinking Ape, of being an AI, probably because I speak in a relatively slow, deliberate manner. But those of you who know me and who've known me for years know that's just the way I speak. I am, in fact, not an AI, believe it or not. But there is a proliferation of AIs on YouTube in terms of the voices that you hear. Really common examples are these channels that are called movie recaps. They don't even tell you what the name of the movie is. It's just some AI bot voice going on about describing the plot and what happens in the film. Very, very common. But this has been extended beyond that. You also see it in comic book descriptions and summaries. But the one I'm talking about today is a little bit more insidious. And basically, what these AI bots do in the situation is they have some story, usually about a married man and a woman, and how the woman misbehaved or behaved in a way that was outrageous or inappropriate, and the man is able to walk away and sort of get his, as it were, sort of take revenge and stick it to her, basically. And they're often relatively long videos. Sometimes they go as long as 20 minutes with these long, elaborate stories, right? Now, you can go check these out. They're everywhere on YouTube now. And the men in the audience absolutely love it because they find the material relatable. It feeds into their ego. Maybe they have some revenge fantasy with respect to their ex-wives or their ex-girlfriends, whatever. And they leave these elaborate comments as if the thing narrating the story were, in fact, a real person. Now, how do I know it's an AI? Well, part of the giveaway, obviously, is the cadence, the way it speaks, enunciates, that sort of thing. AI voices are still primitive at this stage. It probably will get better. In fact, it's guaranteed to get better. And there will come a time when we cannot distinguish, no matter how good you are at detecting these things, the difference between an AI voice and a real voice. We're not quite there yet. More importantly, there are even more important dead giveaways when it comes to these things. Some of these channels literally tell you in the description, if you look at the main page, that their channel is an AI bot, basically. And they usually have these weird locations too, Ukraine, Uzbekistan, what have you, places you wouldn't expect a very proficient English speaker to be narrating from, with stories about what happened in their marriage or what have you. But of course, there are other giveaways when it comes to this thing. Some of these channels produce daily videos of elaborate stories of 10 to 20 minutes of basically the same plot. It's the same theme again and again and again. So imagine producing 30 videos a month, all with the same variation of the same theme about how some husband stuck it to his ex-wife or what have you. It's kind of obvious that it's not only an AI narrating the thing, it's also an AI composing it. Because as I said, if you're based in Uzbekistan or Ukraine or some other place that is remote and not an English-speaking area, how on earth would you expect someone to produce 30 videos a month with this very elaborate story that's well written for the most part and well executed? So there you have it. Basically, I call these AI comfort bots because what they do is they tap into the weakness that men have. It's a human weakness in general. When they're feeling bad about their past, their mistakes, their ex-relationships, their ex-marriages, and they make things relatable. And there are tons of guys, I think almost all of them, who buy this hook, line, and sinker. Basically, they hear the story for 15 or 20 minutes, they're taken in, and they start relating their own stories, which of course is a form of engagement. They leave elaborate comments. That's not out of the ordinary, that's what engagement is at the end of the day. But the thing is, even if we don't respond all the time as content creators, we are still human beings, these AIs are probably not reading the comments. And these men, I don't hesitate to say, actually believe this is a real human being telling them stories. And there are actually subtle varieties here when it comes to these AI YouTube comfort bots. You have the male AI voice, which is kind of like your brother, I stuck it to her, I got revenge at her, whatever. And it feels more relatable from that perspective. And you also have a few exceptions of a female AI voice, which is meant to offer comfort and is meant to show, oh, this woman, i.e. this AI female voice, is different from the other women and she gets it. That's actually one of the channels, by the way, that literally says it's an AI bot. And these guys, like I said, they buy it hook, line, and sinker. They write elaborate comments. I mean, these things could be novels in some cases, because they think that somebody is actually listening to them. When in reality, they're just being milked for their attention, and it's all made up. It's all fiction. This isn't a real person relating their thoughts to you or their experiences. How could it be? Imagine half a year's worth of videos. That's 180 videos, give or take, in that time period, all about exactly the same thing, with some name swap that have been changed here and there, and that sort of thing. And so these guys are really, really into it. Now, what disturbs me here is the fact that they're completely unaware of it. And believe it or not, I've seen super chats, or basically donations to the AI bots, talking to the AI bots, addressing them as if they're real people. And I don't obviously have a problem with donations. I take donations. But this thing doesn't really exist. It's a bot that's been set in operation by some person in India or Uzbekistan or Ukraine that doesn't even look at the comments, has no original content. It's all just an AI bot pumping out content written by an AI bot, something like ChatGPT, one could well imagine, and these guys just believe it all. Problem is that I'm not sure if they truly realize that this is, in fact, just another AI bot doing AI bot things, that they would be as forthcoming, if they would share as much, if they would donate, etc., etc. Because on one hand, you have the situation with this VTuber bot, right? It's a male running the operation, but it's a female VTuber AI bot who's funny. And by all accounts, everyone who interacts with this VTuber AI bot knows it's a bot. It's just one big joke, and they find it amusing, and they have a good time. Fine, whatever. Do whatever you want. It's a completely different story, though, when the men interacting with this type of technology have no idea what's going on, and they're being had, essentially. I really doubt that they would enjoy being had at the end of the day if they were to find out, oh, wait, Veronica is not a real woman telling us these great stories that she wrote herself? No, Veronica is in fact just an AI bot voice that is narrating a text that was composed by another AI bot somewhere online. And this is just generally how it goes, again and again and again. Now here's the thing, and here's my concern going forward, even more so than guys being taken in by this right now, because as I said earlier in this video, for the time being, if you have a good ear and you pay attention, you can almost certainly always tell when something is an AI bot or not in terms of the voice. The cadence, the rhythm, the pronunciation, little things, or little giveaways, hints, and you can take note of that. That will not always be the case. Probably in the next 5 years, certainly in the next 10 years, you are going to get perfect AI voices that you will not be able to distinguish from the real thing. And you can say, well, that's a great thing, I guess. That's an amazing marvel of technology, and in some ways it is. But imagine the kind of operation you could run, bilking men out of their money with instances of AI bots that sound literally like women, or even the case of men who are narrating it. You know, Brother John, the AI bot, he gets it. He's been through the same stuff as I have, that sort of thing. And men will be completely taken unawares by this because they're already being taken in by this stuff and they are being bilked out of their time, at least, and in some cases, their actual money. I think transparency is obviously the key. If the men are informed that it's an AI bot and they still want to spend time writing out long comments, communicating, and spending money on an AI bot, but in many cases, oftentimes due to laziness, if I'm perfectly honest, and just unaware regardless, even though in some cases, like I said, the channels literally say, we're based in Ukraine, this is an AI bot, none of this is real. I think it's one of these questions, right? There are questions that have been asked in the context of the Manosphere. In terms of authentic real robots powered by AI, would you accept it as something real? Some people would say no, some people would say yes. And probably, at the end of the day, some men would still agree to giving money and writing long comments and interacting with these types of AI bots. But there needs to be transparency, in my humble opinion. And I think the tricky thing here, and I might go so far as to say dangerous thing here, is the fact that people are not going to be transparent about this in the future. Quite the opposite. They're going to do their best to convince men that this is all real. And the men won't know what hit them. Once the technology hits that peak where you can no longer distinguish, where everything seems so organic and real, that's when these guys need to watch out. And even though I haven't seen it to the same degree, I suspect women are going to get hit by the same thing. If anything, women are more liable to be taken in by these sorts of things on average, right? Advertising, marketing. So imagine the kind of money, specifically attention, because it is the attention economy we live in, and attention is money. Imagine how much money people who are employing AI bots could be making off of women's egos. Probably even more than that of men, potentially. Anyway, I thought I'd let you know about this phenomenon because it is somewhat new over the past year or so. And if you encounter one of these AI bots, be aware. Like I said, there are some telltale signs. For the time being, the voice is a bit off. The stories are repetitious. They're nigh identical, but they're also different, sufficiently so that it seems like it's a different story about somebody else. And the output, these videos are put out every day. And it just doesn't make any sense if you actually look into it. So be on the lookout for this sort of thing, gentlemen. Don't be taken in by this. It's BS. These things are not real. They're operations. They're operations vying for your attention and money, and they don't have good intentions. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my generous donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, the channel could not exist. And if you can hit the bell icon to be informed of my videos, it would be much appreciated. Hit the like, comment, share, subscribe, the usual YouTube jazz. It's also much appreciated. Until the next time, if I'm still alive, I'll check out then. Until then, may the gods watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.